We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in Shrewsbury, proud to be the county town of Shropshire. Opinions about how to pronounce the town's name differ in the north of the county. They tend to say Shrewsbury. To the south, it's known as Shrewsbury. Whilst in Wolverhampton, they say that poncy place full of toffee-nosed tossers. John Talbot, 1st Earl of Shrewsbury, died in 1453, and his heart is buried at the parish church of St Alkmund's in Whitchurch. An unpopular military leader, Talbot died at the Battle of Castillon near Bordeaux. After he was hit by an arrow, his men removed his heart and sent it back to England. Of course, if they'd removed the arrow in his foot instead, he might have survived. Shropshire is famous for its rich folklore. A favourite story is that of the magic princess who found a toad in her garden that was very sad because he was very ugly, so she granted him a wish. The toad's wish was to have a human body. So the princess kissed the toad, and sure enough, his body turned into human form, but not his head. So the princess offered him a second wish, and he said he wanted to be leader of the Brexit Party. Shrewsbury School is one of those public schools targeted for abolition under a Labour government as they're deemed elitist. But Shrewsbury protests the school is open to any pupil who can pass the entrance exam. Question one, how many offshore investment funds does father have? Question two, list them using both sides of the paper. Sir Oswald Mosley was brought up near Market Drayton, became a Conservative MP, and in 1920 married Lady Cynthia Curzon. And during the marriage, Mosley conducted affairs with his wife's younger sister, Lady Alexandra, and with their mother, Marchioness Curzon. As an MP back then, this would have made Mosley the object of severe party disapproval. Today, it would make him Prime Minister. The Shropshire town of Ludlow was until recently a gastronomic centre, at one point boasting three Michelin-starred restaurants, although sadly it now has none. But Ludlow isn't alone in offering a disappointing lack of stars. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Miles Jupp and Pippa Evans. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Stephen Fry. And taking his place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever-rippling Sven. Well, we start this week with a game featuring the titles of well-known songs. The county of Shropshire is home to many hugely successful rock bands. And to Pow. Interestingly, the name T'Pow is taken from a Yorkshire Batman comic. The round's called Add an Adjective Songs, and in it, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some well-known songs whose meaning might be radically altered by the addition of a single adjective to the title. Tim, you could start.
The Broken Wind Beneath My Wings.
Miles.
Like a Virgin Train.
Pippa.
Always look on the bright side of life support.
Stephen.
God save the drag queen.
Papa's got a brand new colostomy bag.
Mary had a little roasted lamb.
Tell Laura I love her, sister.
The first time ever I saw your face lift.
Baby, it's cold outside the EU.
I believe I can fly, Tip.
The wind beneath my bingo wings.
Well, it's now the time when I ask our teams to sing one song to the tune of another. The town of Shrewsbury is synonymous with many giants of the music business. U2, Coldplay and Oasis have all passed by Shrewsbury on their way to Birmingham NEC. Providing the musical accompaniment for this round is Colin Sell. The high... Is that your sister's in, Colin? At the height of his powers, Colin used to fill the Hollywood bowl before brushing round twice with Mr. Hollywood's favourite pine-scented disinfectant. So we'll start with you, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of Common People by Pulp to the tune of Delilah.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine, and then in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. Want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you.
Thank you, Tim. Your turn now, Stephen. I'd like you to sing. I'd like you to sing the words of "London Bridge is Falling Down" to the tune of "In the Hall of the Mountain King" from Peer Gynt by Grieg.
London Bridge is falling down. Falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Build it up with iron bars, iron bars, iron bars. Build it up with iron bars, my fair lady. Iron bars will rust away, rust away, rust away. Iron bars will rust away, my fair lady. Build it up with pins and needles, pins and needles, pins and needles. Build it up with pins and needles, my fair lady. He build it up with penny loaves, penny loaves, penny loaves. Build it up with penny loaves, my fair lady. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Stephen Fry, thank you very much indeed, Stephen Fry.
So sad,
and quite a lot of you clapping along. It's always interesting to see who turned up in that coach that's parked outside. Miles Jupp, it's your turn now. I'd like you to sing the words of "I Toi I Toi Puddy Tat" to the tune of "Hallelujah" by Leonard Cohen.
I am a little tiny bird, my name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my bird cage, a hanging way up high. I like to swing upon my perch and sing my little song, but there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I taught Puddy Tat. Creeping up on me, I did, I toy Puddy Cat. I am that great big bad old cat, Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But every time that I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I taught a Puddy Tat, creeping up on so I put it out.
And finally, Pippa Evans, I would like you to sing the words of The Laughing Policeman to the tune of Tina Turner's... To the tune of... Can you see it? To the... You watch it, Jack. Just because you've left your quiz.
I respect those who don't have the nerve to.
And finally, Pippa Evans, I'd like you to sing the words of The Laughing Policeman to the tune of Tina Turner's Simply the Best.
I know a fellow policeman, he's always on a street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, and he's never known to frown. And everyone says he's the happiest man in town. Ha 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 ha.
Sorry, that round usually goes a bit better than that. Well, the next round is all about making connections between words, and it's called Word for Word. Okay, so I'd like you to start exchanging totally unconnected words, Tim and Stephen. And Miles and Pippa, your job is to try to spot a connection. So off you go, please, Tim and Stephen.
Frog spawn.
Emancipate.
Well, there's been a challenge there from Pippa straight away.
Well, the frog spawn in many ways is the emancipation of the child from the mother.
Wow.
All right, yeah, keep
you're
it
right.
Light.
I
keep
should have thought
light.
Of that.
There, yes, there's
yeah, okay, a connection.
Well, we'll
right.
give you that connection. I didn't understand it, but you can. over to Pippa and Miles to exchange unconnected words.
Marrow.
Feathers.
Pumpkin.
Balcony.
Paranoia.
Disease.
Stephen.
I think paranoia is a disease, isn't yeah. it?
Yeah. How
it's,
dare you?
It is. It's a bloody disease.
It's a mental illness.
We'll allow that. So back to you, Stephen and Tim.
Odd.
Torrent.
Oddly.
Lateral.
Oddment.
Marsupial.
Odder.
Incest.
Oddest.
Pippa?
I think incest is odd.
It depends where you come from, but yes.
Yeah, I'm from Norfolk.
I think I will allow that, Pippa. I think
Thank
you're quite
you.
Right. Miles Thank and Pippa?
Weasel.
Residual.
Peanut butter.
Cleft.
Stephen.
The cleft of your palate.
Yes.
Peanut butter always gets stuck out. It's the most notable thing about peanut butter,
it
really,
is.
Isn't
it's
it?
Totally it's true, that.
It is yep. true, that. I've often yeah. noticed it myself. So back to you. Back to you, Stephen and Tim.
Camel.
Throb.
Elephant.
Fleck. Coax. Stoma.
Portly.
Peremptory.
Pippa, again, you've...
I thought they both began with P. Does that count?
It's a 25-to-1 shot.
I don't think I can allow that.
Oh,
I don't
no,
think that's, a, that's proper. No, it's not. Don't apologise. It was worth a try.
It's worth trying always,
You've lost
isn't
all
it?
The points you've won so far, but, you know. Back to you, Tim and Stephen.
Parsnip.
Normative.
Mustard.
Frilly.
Scallop.
Contingency.
Miles, scallop and contingency?
In my freezer, actually, I always keep some contingency scallops. In case the gentleman doesn't come that week, you know, with his van.
The fishman, the van.
You've got to have some contingency scallops. Otherwise, you could be scalloped.
It's a very personal connection that you've made.
I'm happy
there.
To talk about it. Happy to talk about it.
Now, if you keep contingency scallops and they're a thing, it's allowed. It's back to you, Miles and Pippa.
Discotheque.
Railjacks.
The gong signifies that we have run out of goodwill. It's now time for a round that's all about those advertising trailers for TV and radio programmes entitled Trail of the Lonesome Pun. In modern Britain, the world of television has to cater for all creeds and faiths, and Channel 4 recently launched the spin-off series Naked Attraction Uncut. The non-Jewish version of the programme. The people whose job it is to come up with ideas for radio and TV shows can be remarkably lazy with their programme titles. So I'll ask the teams to share examples of programmes where the content has been contrived to suit what someone thought would make a clever title. So, Miles, can you start, please?
Later tonight on BBC at 9 o'clock, a documentary about the time that Parliament was disrupted by a runaway elk that later turned out to be promiscuous. That is, there's a moose loose about this hoose.
And Pippa.
At 7 p.m. tonight, tiny insects discuss fashion accessories. That's Fleabag on BBC Two.
Stephen.
Later on Radio 4, we explore a prominent psychologist's take on the phallic nature of London's tallest building. That's Schadenfreude, later on Radio 4.
Tim.
After the break, Ben Fogle travels to Australia to discover if there's any truth at all in the legend of the 20-foot crocodile roaming Darwin's sewers. That's Ben Fogle and the giant croc of shit after the break.
Later on Radio 4, Bear Grylls recounts the story of the large shrimp that accidentally attached itself to his private parts. That's Bear Grylls' prawn cocktail tonight.
And tomorrow on Radio 4, Spice Girl Melanie Chisholm asks, can owning a sheepdog cure depression? That's melancholy later on Radio 4.
Richard Hammond travels round Britain to celebrate our seaside towns. That's Top Pier.
And talking of piers, Piers Morgan and Katie Hopkins visit Oxford to examine the Reverend Spooner's passion for the repair and maintenance of the city's traditional watercraft. That's Care of Punts, coming soon.
Coming up this evening, Ben Fogle takes his fossil hammer to Dorset's Jurassic Coast on a hunt for the perfect ammonite. That's Cracking One Out with Ben Fogle. Later this evening.
Meanwhile, on BBC One, Charlie Dimmock takes command of a squad of Coldstream Guards as they completely re-turf an entire rugby pitch in time for their crunch match against the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. That's sod this for a game of soldiers.
Well, the next round is the advice section of the programme entitled Handy Hints, where the teams will attempt to provide solutions to listeners' queries. A lot of advice we're given today can be misleading. Only last week, I was following Jamie Oliver's recipe for monster muesli. After drizzling a dozen dates with agave syrup, the recipe told me to place your nuts under a tea towel and crush with a rolling pin. I did and nearly fell off the worktop. Another nightmare is Delia's recipe for dinner party fruit salad, which says, I need pineapples, 5 cubed. Where the hell does she think I'm going to get 125 pineapples? Anyway, teams, the listeners' questions I'll need your answers to are all related to the home and garden. When we've heard your responses, I'll compare them to the genuine answer each has received from an expert. The first one here is for you, Stephen. Mm-hmm. So can you answer this listener's question? It's very painful when my bacon spits at me from the frying pan. Is there any way I can avoid getting hurt when attempting to turn it with a fork?
Yes, you need a pole, a 6-foot pole, I would say. Give him the fork and then stand up.
That's good advice, but the advice given was cut an empty 2-litre Coca-Cola bottle in half and put your forearm inside the top half of the bottle. Insert the fork through the bottle spout and then you'll have the perfect defence against any hot fat which is spat at you. Here's one for you, Tim.
Right.
Can you help the listener for this one? Is there a good way to stop doors from slamming?
Stop telling people you're a Jehovah's Witness.
It says here, take a foot-long section of a foam swimming pool noodle and make a cut down the side. Slot the noodle over the top or side of the door and hey, presto.
Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
Pippa. My undergarments require drying but are too delicate to go in the tumble dryer. Any suggestions?
Well, you could avoid the problem completely by using a tenor lady.
It's actually use a salad spinner.
Oh.
Miles, how can I eat a bowl of cereal and avoid having to wash it up?
Add cyanide.
The answer here is put your cereal bowl inside a large transparent plastic bag and press the top of the bag into the bowl. Then pour your cereal and milk into the bag-lined bowl. And when you finish, turn the plastic bag inside out and recycle. Or just bloody wash up. Okay, well, here are some for any of you to have a go at, please. How can I make bath time more fun?
Come and join me.
It says here, buy a bunch of glow sticks, put them in the bottom of the bath and switch off the lights. Behold, instant bath time disco. Well, what about this one? My child is beginning to doubt the existence of the tooth fairy. Is there anything I can do to rekindle her belief?
I'd recommend that you take all of her old teeth, which I'm sure you will have kept, and arrange them on her pillow to spell, I'm watching you.
It says the next time she loses a tooth, spray a £5 note with glitter hairspray and leave it under her pillow. How about this one? My wife and I love a fresh bunch of flowers in the kitchen each week, but find after a couple of days, the arrangement begins to wilt. Is there anything I can do to perk it up?
Polygamy.
It's amazing. He says, add a Viagra tablet.
According
to the British Medical Journal, Viagra can double the shelf life of cut flowers because Viagra contains nitric oxide, a chemical which not only slows down the dying process in plants but also causes a blood rush to the penis.
And does some plant food make you priapic? I was just wondering.
You could always try it,
Miles. Alternative.
Yeah. It's an interesting question, yes.
I'll send you a photograph of the result.
I think we had agreed you weren't going to do that anymore.
Sorry, yeah, no. That's why you bought the second phone, yep.
And finally, my garden twine is forever getting in a tangle. Is there a simple way to ensure I don't spend ages looking for the end of the ball the next time I need some twine?
Cut the end off and then leave it in a safe place.
A It's meant to be, find a small biscuit tin and make a small hole in the top, put the ball in the tin and thread the end of the twine through the hole. Bingo. You haven't got a life anymore. It's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of Cricketers Film Club. Sven's been telling us about a formative first job he had working as a groundsman at the Oval. One day he was asked by a colleague if he fancied facing some balls after work. Sven says he knew for certain he was out after receiving a breathtaking full toss up the gasworks end. This round, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest titles of films likely to appeal to cricket fans. Tim, you could start.
Everything you wanted to know about Middlesex, but were afraid to ask.
Pippa.
Forrest Stump.
Stephen.
Hook.
Miles.
Underwood Milk.
Dirty Rotten Bouncers.
The Good, the Bad and the Googly.
Alistair Cook, The Thief, His Wife and Extra Cover.
Dr. No Ball.
The Magnificent Seven for 53.
Any film of Christian Bale's?
Angela's Ashes.
There's Something About Marylebone Cricket Club.
Tendulkar Is the Night.
Interview with an umpire.
Star Wars, The Umpire Strikes Back.
Bring me the box of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the teenage tea leaf of time nabs the precious parcel of posterity that was left beside the wheelie bin of woe by the delinquent delivery driver of destiny, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Shrewsbury, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim Brooke-Taylor, Miles Jupp, Pippa Evans and Stephen Fry were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.